Thank you. Good morning. Nice. Thank you, Bridgewater family, for what you guys are doing. Amazing. I'm hearing a hum here, Brenda. Is that me? Okay. Team, we've got a short period of time together, so I'm going to hit this hard. So hopefully you're willing to able to listen quickly. And I'll try to share what the Lord's put on my heart today. So Proverbs is described, as you know, we've been going through Proverbs this summer, but it's described as the sayings of the wise and is primarily for instruction, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young, and to make the wise wiser. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? I think we need to lean into that. So far this summer, we've talked about generosity, pride and humility, anger, the pathway to life, the power of our words, temptation, and the application of wisdom. The subject of today's teaching, though, is going to be a little bit different. Proverbs says there's something that comes before wisdom. It's much like a foundation for us to receive and understand wisdom, instruction, knowledge, prudence, and discretion. This foundation is what Solomon calls the fear of the Lord. Right after Solomon tells us the purpose in the early part of Proverbs, that he's writing the Proverbs, he shares this short little statement in verse 7 in Proverbs 1. So this will be our first slide. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. So it's the beginning of knowledge. This short verse, even though it's really short, seems like it's pretty important. We shouldn't just breeze over this, right? So well, let's spend the remainder of our time today exploring this truth, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. In fact, John Bunyan says it this way: the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and they that lack the beginning have neither middle nor end. So another verse. So today, team, what I want to do is have you kind of lean into the words that we're going to discuss that describe the fear of the Lord. So I'd even encourage you, maybe as we're reading some scripture here, and we're going to be loaded with scripture today, is to maybe even close your eyes and listen to the words and listen to the things that are said about our Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. That sounds like a pursuit to me. Ecclesiastes says it this way, and I don't have a slide on this one. 12:13, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commands, for this is the whole duty of man. So exactly, what is the fear of the Lord? Let's explore this a little bit. By understanding his sovereignty, supremacy, superiority, dominion, predominance, reign, lordship, authority, command, might, and the fact that he is all-powerful, we begin to gain perspective about who he is and how much higher and more vast he is. How our comprehension of him is so limited where he is limitless. This understanding is a journey we need to lean into every day. It should be in an intentional pursuit in our lives. It's a quote by Oswald Chambers here. The remarkable thing about fearing God is that when you fear God, you fear nothing else. I don't know about you, but I'd like to have that. Isaiah 33:6 says this, no slide on it. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. So let's talk about fear for a second. Some scriptures actually talk about driving out fear, but yet Solomon is asking us to lean into this fear of the Lord. So let's kind of maybe separate those two and take a look at what different types of fear look like. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." So that's one of those scriptures that says fear is a bad thing. So let's define what fear is according to Merriam-Webster. Definition of fear: the emotion experienced in the presence of threat or of danger, an uneasy state of mind, usually over the possibility of an anticipated misfortune or trouble, to experience concern or anxiety. So other words that describe that fear are anxiety, dread, panic, terror, fright, worry, horror. This is not the kind of fear that Solomon is talking about. Not at all. We begin to fear when we've placed our eyes on ourselves and our circumstances rather than the one who sees and knows and created everything. The type of fear that Solomon is talking about is a reverent and adoring fear. So I'd like your help this morning to help me kind of get a sense of what you think of when you think of the fear of the Lord. What words would you use to describe the fear of the Lord? Respect, reverence, honor, obedience. Very good. Wow, you guys had a great class today. I picked 9 words out that I use that are... Sometimes you have to use many words to describe something to get a full picture of what it looks like. I don't know if we'll have time to go through all 9 today, but let's see what we can do. One of the words I picked out, and here's where I'd like you to lean into the scriptures and see what they feel, what they say about our God. Habakkuk 3:2, say that 10 times fast. "Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. Lord, repeat them in our day. In our time, make them known in wrath. Remember, in wrath, remember mercy." There's a quote by Bernard Steinberg. "Awe is what happens to fear when it stops being about me." I don't know about you, but even this morning, when we enter into worship and you focus on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, it stops being about us, doesn't it? And you can sense and feel the holiness and the awe of God. The other word I picked out was reverence. Hebrews 12:28, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." So we've used reverence and awe so far. Next word is somebody mentioned, well, maybe somebody didn't mention it, correction or discipline. So Revelations 3:19 from the Amplified Version says, "Those who I dearly and tenderly love, I rebuke and discipline, showing them their faults and instructing them. So be enthusiastic and repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking, your sinful behavior. Seek God's will." Here's a quote by Randy Alcorn. "The fear of God is a profound respect for his holiness, which includes fear of the consequences of disobeying him. I'm sure many of us in this room have heard that still small whisper, that gentle nudge that says, I'd like to change this, I'd like to tweak this. He's ever a gentleman when it comes to correction and discipline. Worthy. Worthy was a word that I picked. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. I love that. No one can fathom. We have the limited ability, a limited ability to understand the greatness of God. Obedience. Jeremiah 7:22 through 23 in the Amplified Version. For in that day I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I did not speak to your fathers or command them concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing I did command them, listen to and obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and you will walk in all the way which I command you, so that it may be well with you. Holy was another word I picked out. 1 Samuel 2:2, there is no one holy like the Lord God. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. There, the word holy is mentioned 600 times in the Bible or more, at least 600 times. So we're going to do another one on holy. Psalm 99:5, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Almighty. Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God, who is existing forever and who is continually existing in the past and who is to come, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the ruler of all. So we've talked about awe, reverence, discipline, worthy, obedience, holy, and almighty so far. Another word I picked out was adoration. 1 Chronicles 29:11 says it this way, yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Adoration. This next one's going to come with a personal story. I was about 14 years old. It was a Friday night, and my parents were getting ready to go on a date. And my mom came to me in a brilliant parenting moment. And she said to me, back in that day, there were one of the main TV channels had Friday night at the movies. So she told me that there was a movie coming on that night and that they were going to be gone and that I could watch it if I wanted to. But she said, I suggest you don't. I don't think it'll be good for you. So they leave. What do I do? Not because I'm a good kid, or was a good kid, but because I trusted my mom. I didn't watch that movie. I never gave it a thought. Because I trusted that she knew what was best for me. And that's the God that we serve, is he will speak to us. If we're listening, we will hear his direction. We will hear his voice guiding and directing us. He is trustworthy. Isaiah 25:9 says it this way, in that day we will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. We can trust our Lord. He is trustworthy. Amen. "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened." This is Matthew 11, 28 and 29. "And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." If we lean into God, if we lean into all that he is in our limited capacity, we will have rest for our souls. There's a quote here by William D. Eisenhower I'd like to read. "As I walk with the Lord, I discover that God poses an ominous threat to my ego, but not to me. That he stands over against my delusions, but not against the truth that sets me free. That he casts me down, but only to lift me up. That he sits in judgment of my sin, but forgives me nevertheless. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but love is its completion." Amen. Yeah. What does it mean to fear God? Fearing God is to love God and submit to him, even in things we don't understand. It's giving him authority over our lives. It's placing him above everyone and everything else. It's the fear of the Lord where wisdom is found. Fearing God is not a negative thing. Rather, it is a positive, compelling motivation in our lives. So let's talk application for a second. The beginning of wisdom requires active participation on our part. The leaning in. It requires us to do something. It requires us to go on a journey to discover the sovereignty, the greatness, the holiness, the majesty of our God. That's a challenge that was given to me a few months back. Tom back there, I visited him one day, and he said, "When I discovered the sovereignty, when I pursued the sovereignty of God, it changed my life." That has been a challenge to me, to pursue that, to understand the sovereignty of God, to fear him. It's the beginning of wisdom. Are you leaning into that journey? I want to challenge you to pursue through prayer, asking the Holy Spirit, and as Matt likes to say, reading your Bible. It's a good encouragement. Then we begin to understand the sovereignty of our God. In that search, you will find the beginning of wisdom. With that, I'd like to pray. But I want to read, during prayer, I'd like to read a prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesians. So I'd like to pray that over you. So let's pray. "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." Lord, we thank you for that word. We thank you for your incredible love. We thank you that you are so limitless. Lord, you hung the stars. You created all that is. Lord, help us as we enter into worship, as we enter into our devotion time, as we listen to the words of the Holy Spirit, that we would know you more, that we would lean into you. Lord, that rather than wrestle in life, that we would be able to lay back because we know the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you for your incredible love, Lord. Thank you for the awe and wonder that is you. We praise you today and we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. So So as usual, we're going to have some folks up here who want to pray with you if you have something that you would like to pray about. So don't leave without it. Thank you. Have a great day.